Blog Talk Radio.
What a blessing it is to be here with you once again here on All Sons and Daughters Day on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. I am elated, excited, as well as honored that you have joined your hostess this morning here on the Stars of Heaven Networks 22. And I am here to pronounce the blessing of the benediction for November's offering. And I tell you, I am full and just full and thankful. That's truly the word. Thankful and grateful for the season of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is every day. Every day we should give Thanksgiving. But what a special time it has been for me to take the time to enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday. I certainly hope that your Thanksgiving was well and peaceful and all that good stuff. And I tell you, I'm excited to be here as the season of Thanksgiving has ushered us into the celebration of the Immaculate Conception. And I'm excited about this being the first day of the Advent season, which starts today and ends on Saturday, December 24th. And I tell you, time is just moving along. And I'm honored that you're here to receive the blessing of my witness, of my testimony, of everything that the Lord has opened up to me, according to my witness of what He truly has spoken to me. And I'm excited that I have been able to open up the Brides of Christ Women's Ministries Vault Archive. I entitled Volume 2 for November's offering. And I'm excited to continue in the vault for December's offering. And I'm still deciding on which offering from the vault I want to do, because there's so many from the years I've been ministering. And I'm sure whatever one I choose will be a blessing. So I truly extend this invitation for you to join me for December's offering. And as always, I will post it when it's trending, and you can check it out. So I want to go right into the blessing of the benediction. And not only am I pronouncing the blessing of the benediction upon you, I'm also pronouncing the blessing of the winter solstice upon you, which is a time of comfort and adventure. So I'm really excited to really get into the benediction for November's offering. And as I stated to you, the celebration of the Immaculate Conception is really highlighted and celebrated in this season. This is the time when our star shines the brightest. And that is because I follow the bright and morning star in the deities of the Holy Spirit. So the bright and morning star is Christ, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I'm excited that this season has come upon us, because it's really a time of adventure, which is the purpose of Advent. It's the time of adventure, signs and wonders, and that is revealed by our childlike faith. And this is the season where, more than any other season, is our faith renewed and given strength. And as the Word of God says, we go from faith to faith in the express image of the Lord. And this time is also a time of fulfillment of the promises of God, as well as our heart's desires. And I tell you, I really love the Christmas season, because, again, it speaks to the infancy of our faith. It speaks to the gifts of the Spirit and the gift of God, which is eternal life, the gift of Christ that was given to us in this season, so that we may walk and live in the newness of life. And that's the whole meaning of Christmas. It's celebrating the Mass of Christ. It's his birth, the infant Christ, which celebrates the infant in all of us. And I'm always excited at this time of year, because it gives us another opportunity to be renewed in our faith and in our heart and in our soul. And that is also by demonstration of every good work and the perfect gift that comes down from the Father of Light, because that's what Father God does. He said every good and perfect gift comes down from Father Light, and the blessings of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrows with it. So I'm really excited that we've now entered into the Advent season, and I really am praying and hoping and wishing that all of your desires will be answered in that childlike faith and renew of faith in your faith. And not only that, but the gifts that God wants to bestow upon us that's coming from his treasure, coming from his heart. And that's manifested in a tangible way. That's manifested in the material world that we live in. And whether it be a person, whether it be finances, home, whatever it is, it's manifested in the natural. And, of course, that speaks to all the spiritual gifts as well, because the greatest blessing of Christ in Christmas is the fruit of Father God, his nature, his character, and being reconciled with him and being in his image. So I'm really excited that the gifts that are given are in the birthing of all things new. And again, that's representative of Christ. In his birthing, when our Blessed Mother birthed him into the world, it immediately declared all things new. And not only all things new by us being new by the soul and the spirit, but all things new in the earth realm, all things new in our life. And the Apostle Paul declared that if any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. She's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So I am a big believer on the newness of life. I'm a firm believer in freshness and newness of every day that God has given me. And I live that way in my life. I love things to be fresh and anew. And that comes by way of living holy and by sanctification and by obedience to God and his word, which comes by love, because everything I do by love and in the love of God and in the love of Christ. Now, another thing that I'm excited about by way of the gifts that are given to us, that are given to us by birth and by the birth of all things new, but also by what he has deposited in us. And that comes by way of the gifts of the Spirit he's given all of us within our spirit, within our souls, which represents our talents and our gifts, which are also deposited within the body of Christ, which is the fivefold ministry gift. Now, the thing that I was praising the Lord for and giving me understanding on what he wanted me to minister on today was that these, which are given by invitation. Hallelujah, by invitation. And that's why Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open up, I will come in and sup with him. I will be their God and they shall be my people. And that invitation that is given to us is given higher and to come up here where he's at. And that's why he said, behold, I go to prepare a place for you that where I'm at, you may be also. And in him saying that, he was saying to not let our hearts be troubled, that if we believe in God, also believe in Jesus, that God sent him. So the blessing and the message of Christ is so very important in these times, because he is the answer. He paid the price. So there's no more sacrifice. There's just a willingness and a yieldness of our yes. And that is certainly demonstrated by our Blessed Mother. Now, I wanted to give you Revelation, the fourth chapter, which is a scene in heaven. And this is what Saint Apostle John saw when he looked and beheld a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which he heard was like a sound of a war. Trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things. And when the Holy Spirit gave me this, he said, this is the beckoning, this is the heralding that I'm giving to you now. At the close of the year, to prepare you for the new year and what's to come. But in order for us to come up here and come up higher, we have to be elevated. We have to be sanctified. We have to be in a place to be able to receive what he's saying. So this is the invitation for you to receive your forecast, your prophecy, and hear what he has to say to you in the coming year. And in verse 2 it says, at once I was in a special communication with the Spirit. That's how it's going to come. By you being in communication with the Holy Spirit, by you being in prayer, by your relationship with God, by you hearing God. And while he was having this special communication with the Spirit, he said, and behold, a throne stood in heaven with one seated on the throne. So this is exactly what the Lord is saying to you. Come up hither by way of invitation. So that means when he knocks the door of your heart, when he comes to visit you in the night season, or when he asks you to or leads you to rearrange your schedule and whatever you're doing to make time for him, he wants to have this special communication with you so he can show you, he can tell you the things that you need to know. Because the things that we need to know, it's not going to be revealed to us in the natural way, so to speak. I mean, he can speak to us through signs and wonders and in parables, but it's a very special thing to have that utterance, to have that access into the holiest of holies where we're speaking with him one-on-one. Hallelujah. And that is the reason why the veil was ripped, so that we can have that communication with him. Now, you can read the rest of it in your own time. I want to go down to another scripture that I wanted to give you for the invitation. And that would be a scripture where the Lord gave me the importance of the sheep of his pasture, his bride, in having their communication, having that special communication, having that fellowship, that prayer, that fellowship will give us confidence and boldness to enter into the holies of holies, that we may know how to execute and govern our stewardship. Because everything God is saying now is, and everything God is doing right now in the season of Advent and the Mass of Christ, is to buoy our faith and to give us instructions on how to how to govern our stewardship. And that's all according to the glorious unveiling of the mysteries in Christ Jesus. And for that, he gave me Ephesians, the third chapter, first through the 20th verse. And for the sake of time, I'm just going to paraphrase this. You can read it in your own time. This is where Paul was ministering and exhorting about his stewardship, where he says, "For this reason, because I preach that you and believing Jews are joint heirs, I, Paul, am the prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ on behalf of the Gentiles." And he says, "Assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was entrusted to me to share with you for your benefit, and that by divine revelation, the mystery was made known to me, as I have already written in brief." By referring to this, when you read it, you can understand insight into the mystery of Christ. And he just goes down to say and talk about the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gift of God's grace, because everything that we do is going to be done by God's grace. It's by grace are we saved, not of works, if any man should boast. And he continues and talks about, again, the mystery of us being one in Christ Jesus and how it's going to be by the wisdom of God that these mysteries are unveiled. It's going to be by you having wisdom on knowing how to go in and out as he leads us in and out before the sheepcote. Now, he goes on to say that to all the fullness of God, that you may have the richest experience of God's presence in your lives, completely filled and flooded with God himself. He says, now to him who is able to carry out his purpose to super abundantly more than we can ask or think, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, and dreams, according to the power that works within us, Father God beckons us and calls us to call upon him so that he may show us great and mighty things that we know not. So the thing that he was saying to me is that he wants us to call upon him and ask of him to show us great and mighty things that we know not. And a lot of times we seek God based on what we feel we want, based on our imagination, based on our feelings. But we must remember that God has the perfect plan and the perfect will. And if we really want to be in God's will, we have to seek him for what it is that we desire. And so this is a great time of fulfillment. This is a great time of God manifesting his power. Hallelujah. And again, he's beckoning us to call upon him so that he can show us great and mighty things that we know it not. And for that, I gave you Jeremiah, the first to the third verse, where he declared to Jeremiah, based on restoration promised. So this is the season of, again, the former rain, and God is restoring the promise that he promised us. A lot of you have not received the promise of God or have seen the promise of God come past your life yet. And he's saying, be encouraged. Be encouraged and to call upon me and declare the works of my hand. And that's exactly what he was declaring to Jeremiah. Call upon me and I will answer you and tell you and even show you great and mighty things which have been confined and hidden, which you do not know and understand and cannot distinguish. And that's another scripture that says, eyes have not seen, neither ears have heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those that love him. So everything I hear the Holy Spirit is saying is that you've asked nothing in my name. Ask. You shall receive. Seek, you shall find, and knock, and the door shall be open. That's the application. That's the order. So when we ask, seek, and knock, take action, it'll come to pass. And so it's about the pathway and how God opens those doors and which way he chooses to lead and guide you for the fulfillment of that. So the thing that I was just blessing the Lord for was just him letting me know that in the pronouncement of blessing of the benediction is that he declares the end from the beginning. And that this month of December is going to be very significant, and how 2023 will unfold. And this is now setting the tone and the pace for that, as well as the president. Because, again, I set the precedence for my life. I decree and I declare. I set the standards of what I'm believing God for. And, again, that is all revealed and received by faith in Christ Jesus, by sanctification, because we have our heritage among those that are sanctified. Now, how God chooses to do it is his business. Who he chooses to use to bring forth the promise of God is his business, but it's all God when it's ordained of him. So I need to say that. So we have to also remember that when we ask, we can't ask amiss. Because, again, you don't want to ask to consume it upon your own flesh. Because everything that's in the world is what? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. So whatever we believe in God for, it has to be according to his will and according to the new nature. Now, the thing that I love about the blessing of the winter solace, which is the season of comfort and delight, as I stated earlier, is that as we hibernate in this season and store up, preparing for the spring, he said, two is better than one. Hallelujah. Two is better than one. And for that, he gave me Ecclesiastes, the fourth chapter, where he says, in the ninth verse, where he says, two are better than one because they have a more satisfying return for their labor. For if either of them fall, the one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and does not have another to lift him up. Again, if two lie down together, then they keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? And so one can overpower him who is alone. Two can resist him. And a three-four cord, a three-strand is not quickly broken. Hallelujah. So that gives us the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so I'm just blessing the Lord for how he's preparing his bride, preparing his sheep, preparing those who love him. Again, eye has not seen, neither ears have heard, neither has entered the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those that love him, but is revealed by the Spirit. Again, it's all about the Spirit, understanding what's in the mind of the Spirit, understanding what the Spirit is saying. And in order to do that, you have to have and be in special communication by way of divine utterance, being filled with the Holy Spirit, knowing his voice, his leading, hallelujah, knowing how the Godhead is moving in your life, how he wants to manifest the promise of God in your life. And again, that comes by people. God uses people. Hallelujah. And so what better way to see the promise of God come to pass in our life than with our brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus? And so I tell you, I'm really praying for those of you who are born again of the water of the Spirit, who are truly born again. The Word of God says that we're to do especially good to the household of faith, and that, again, that when we're on one accord, as I've been ministering throughout the month, that being on that one accord will bring and bring unity and peace and manifest the power of God. And that unity, I must add, is by the Spirit. It's not flesh. It's not trying to connect to the right people. It's Spirit. Because he said, know those that labor among you and try the Spirit by the Spirit what the be of God. So, you know, if this is a time where if you really are a true believer, you really need to be a true believer by way of the Spirit, by way of adoption, by way of Christ. And this is also the invitation for you to come to Christ. Because if you don't know the Lord and the power of your sin, this is the invitation for you to come to him now. Because tomorrow is not promised. God gave us his word, gave us the promise of God, but only he knows the time and the season. And so all we have is right now to be reconciled to God. If you want to make heaven your home and you want the gift of eternal life of living forever, because without that blessed assurance of salvation, your soul will be lost forever. And so the Advent season is here. It starts to give you that blessed assurance, to give you that blessed hope by Christ Jesus. And that can be obtained and secured by confessing Christ with your mouth and believing in your heart that God raised him from the dead, that thou shalt be saved. And from that moment, from this moment, confess Christ with your mouth and believing that God raised from the dead, your salvation is now open and begins. And not only that, your faith begins. It starts. It's activated because you believe by faith. And the Word of God said, "Blessed the man who see it, don't see it, doesn't see but yet believe." So I'm really excited about this upcoming season. And I'm going to share one more scripture with you before I close the blessing of the benediction for November's offering. And that's coming from Thessalonians. Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, the 11th to 18th verse. And this is exactly what Paul was saying in writing to the church when he says, "Wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and who are over you in the Lord, and acknowledge you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Hallelujah. And the beauty about exercising our faith is that it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness. The peaceful fruit of righteousness. Now he says in verse 14, Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is both among yourselves and all men. All men. That means they don't have to be a believer. All men. Follow peace with all men without holiness or mention to the Lord. He goes on to say in verse 16, rejoice forevermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hallelujah. And I wanted to add the blessing of the Advent wreath that is symbolic in the Advent season. And one thing I love about the Advent wreath is that it's whole and it's circle, which means wholeness. It's meant to remind us of both the immorality of our souls and God's promises and his promise of everlasting life to us through Christ Jesus, by Christ Jesus. Because again, Christ Jesus is the one who took our place. He's the one that gave his life for our sin. He took our place. And the thing that I love about the candles is that the four candles represent the 4 weeks of Advent. And one candle is lit each Sunday. And that is also symbolic of the seven candlesticks in the seven churches. And that which represents our light. And Jesus is not only the bright morning star, but he is the light of the world that came to light up every man's heart and to show us the way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So I bless the Lord for this exciting season and everything that he's prepared for you and for me. And I pray that you will take time out and get before God and let him take you on that adventure. This is a very adventurous season, and it's a time to really manifest the promise of God. The universe is supporting that. The angels are supporting that. The galaxies, the constellations. I mean, everything's on our side. Everything's on my side and your side to help bring forth our joy, because the whole purpose of the season is the joy of the Lord and celebrating the joy of the newborn king. And I certainly hope that the newborn king will be birthed in you. Yes, or rebirthed in you. And you receive your refreshing in this season. And by song, songs of the season, and fellowshipping, and just communing with God and being in his word. So, with that, I bid you peace, blessings, and much love. Thank you so much for being here with your hostess, Lisa Marie. I'm wishing you a wondrous, wonderful Advent season, and certainly a very Merry Christmas 2022. And I will speak with you soon. I hope you enjoy the rest of your afternoon, your evening. I pray that you will have a great week, a prosperous week, a fruitful week. And stay safe and stay warm. Love you and love always.